Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hey guys, it's Jack and Miles. Just checking in to let you know what you're about to hear. Not a standard episode of the show. These are our year-end review and holiday-themed episodes. So if you're new to the show, you can check back in the catalog for what the normal episodes sound like. And you can listen to this for our thoughts on the year. And we're back beginning of January with all new episodes. And we can't wait to talk to y'all then. Bye. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this special year and episode, as we call them. I'm Jack, aka Jack O'Brien, Jack O'Brien, Jack O'Brien, all the way. Nailed it. Even though it's after Christmas, I felt like, you know, you might still have that song stuck in your head. And the lyrics were just too perfect to fit to not do it. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray!
Oh, thank you so much. It's the end of the year, so call me Old Lang Zeit.
Oh, yeah, that worked. All right, there we go.
Okay, okay.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. Okay, okay. Who's that? Who's that not saying? Okay, word. Okay.
Oh!
That is super
I said,
producer.
Don't give the invite to these Zoom calls out, Jack.
I know, man. Sorry about that. We are joined unexpectedly by super producer DJ Daniel.
That's right. It's New Year's Eve ball drop Daniel.
Hey,
what?
Bald gang.
You know.
You think your balls are going to drop this year?
No, bald.
Oh, bald.
Follicle. Follicular.
Follicular.
Troubles.
Got it.
Follicular. Yep, follicula.
That's you nailed it. That's the one.
That's the
I
one.
I heard you, Dan. I felt that.
Single digit haircut, Dan.
I felt that shit through the Zoom, fam.
Wait, single digit haircut meaning
I have
he's
a
counting
digit
down.
Number.
He's saying he's out
of a single digit
shave.
Number of haircuts left until I am
going
bald.
Full head. Oh, oh. I thought you meant like when you got your haircut, there was only a single digit number of hairs.
That oh, yeah. Well, cutting. I mean, that's, you know, hey, we can go
like
there.
Homer.
Too.
Right.
Yeah. Just the two.
He's going to be DJ Statham.
There you go. Wow.
And we're thrilled to be joined in our fourth seat by the hilarious, the talented, super producer, Anna Hosier!
DJ on a titty drop.
Boom. Boom.
Is that what you said?
Hell yeah.
Said
I love the subreddit.
Guys, it's time to talk. So this is like usually year-end shows we do like one for TV, one for movies. This year we're just going to kind of cram them all into a broad streaming episode because yeah, that's basically how we consumed content. It was no new movies really came out other than Mulan and Borat. And
Capone,
it was just,
and King sorry, of Staten Island.
My bad.
Right. Palm Springs.
A handful. Palm Springs.
That's the one that I forgot to think about.
That one's good.
I like
that one. Is good.
Shout out to that one. I'll give that my underrated. But yeah, it was just a slurry, a feeding tube of content that we were all hooked up to from our individual homes. I was looking at the 10 like most streamed new shows or pieces of content from Netflix this year, and here are some that were on the list: Ratched, Space Force, Lock and Key, Outer Banks, Never Have I Ever. I could picture like one screen cap of Outer Banks and one billboard of Space Force, and like otherwise I don't really know what. Oh, and I guess I know what Ratched is, but
wait, what's it, Ratched? See, yeah, what I know that? I watched Space Force and I watched Outer Banks, and I've never heard of the other three.
Ratched is the
like
origin
old English
story.
Ratched women.
Yes, exactly.
They are Ratched.
It's the origin story of Nurse Ratched from the you know, they bought the rights to the Cuckoo universe, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest universe.
Oh, right,
and
right.
Building it out, baby.
Word?
Yeah. Huh. And that is what one
and
of
that
our
was
finest
really
actors,
well.
Sarah Paulson, that is what she was working on this year.
She's very nice.
Is she?
I just have this one memory. The one time I went to the Golden Globes with Her Majesty, Sarah Paulson pulled up to Her Majesty. Was like, I love your dress.
Wow.
And then Amanda Peet was like, Sarah, help me. Amanda Peet was
lit up.
She was vibing. But they came as like homegirls. And then like they had their own little conversation. And I was like all in the corner, but I didn't want to interrupt y'all. Like, y'all know each other? And she's like, no, fool. This fool just came up to me and was talking to me. I'm like, all right, Sarah.
She's really one of my favorite actors. Her turn in, I don't know why I'm talking about, like I write for Variety right now. her turn in The People vs. OJ is just legendary.
Ah, yes, yes, yes.
But yeah, I feel like our, you know, like we've been talking or seeing the fragmentation of media for a while now, and it's been promised that like we're going to, there's going to be more and more subgenres and sub-subgenres, and I feel like this was the year that it really hit. Like I don't know, 365 Days is one of the most watched movies of the year. That is the like softcore porn that was on Netflix.
Yeah, barely softcore. Right. I mean, like, yeah, they were walking that fine line.
The hardest of softcore.
A lot of oral scenes, like out of nowhere, aggressive oral action in that movie. Where I was even like,
almost
I'm down for a sexy flick, but this didn't make sense.
Yeah, to a, almost a comedic degree, where you're like, what the fuck is happening?
Really on an
Yeah.
Did you find it okay? I know we were talking through the lens of underrated and overrated about a lot of the things throughout the year, but I feel like just when we were doing our Netflix watch roundups, it was hard for me to say something was overrated in a weird way, like, because I did have Airplane feelings about everything, where I'm like, whatever, I'm not going anywhere, what is this?
I mean, my general thesis on is like all culture is more important than we think it is, and like you know, like I talk a lot about how the power of movies to control our cultural imagination, and how like a lot of the myths that you end up having to debunk are just things people saw in movies, because they like tap right into some part of our brain that like stores memories. And I think now more than ever, like the streaming content that's just being kind of dumped out there and is, you know, of varying qualities, of varying genres, of varying, you know, ideology, is making making up that content now more than ever. So it's I can't say it's underrated because it's all important. Right. It's just,
or rather overrated.
Or yeah, I can't say it's overrated.
Love is blind as overrated. Now I don't know if it's overrated. I really am taking offense to what I'm seeing in this list. But please explain, why is Love is Blind the dating show from Netflix that wasted about most of our February's? Tell me more. What you feeling about that?
I don't know. It just didn't feel like it stuck to me that much. But I'm also like not plugged into this world. So like I'm not a consumer of like competitive dating reality shows.
Right.
So,
right.
Like if it is influential in how people think about love, like it did introduce the phrase love is blind. So, I mean, and you're hearing that everywhere now. So I don't know. It just didn't stick with me. And it felt like more disposable than some of the other things that like enveloped the culture during this year. Mm.
But yeah, I can't bring myself to think anything is bad.
I think
this is weird.
I'm going to say this one is underrated now because the backlash has been so swift. Tiger King, I think, is at this point underrated because everyone now is like that movie sucked, like, or that show sucked. Like it was like, oh, we just needed it because it was the beginning of the pandemic. And I think like there's some truth to that, but Carol Baskin, Joe Exotic, and that Doc Anton, who has his own cult, are like unforgettable characters, like unforgettable, like slices of a reality that I feel like I didn't know existed. And like they were showing us these sort of makeshift slapdash cults that were forming around these people that came to define the year in politics. Like we couldn't stop seeing people just like people were desperate to belong to a group. And Tiger King, I think, got at that. It's that like people, that was one of the things that struck me the most is like the people who are just like, yeah, I'll come be a part of your like harem. I'll come be a part of your like animal cult where you like make me sleep in a cage.
Tigers? Yeah. Okay, great. Like, I'll withstand any mistreatment.
That's the thing I'm kind of into. So, yeah, I'll withstand any mistreatment.
Did you pull any comparisons from how Nexium's kind of like volunteer work-up system was ran compared to how the volunteer system at Carol Baskin's
Big Cat
Animal
Sanctuary
worked. Yeah. Same concept. You have to volunteer 90 hours a day. Ooh. And then you still don't get paid,
right?
For years,
the hopes of looking better in the leader's eyes. I'm sure.
Yeah, that's it. I didn't watch The Vow, but I want to talk about The Vow. Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back. And the Val was like the big one that I missed. And there was also the For the Heads who were like, yeah, you think the Val is good, but there's this other one.
I don't think you missed it, because I would argue you actively avoided it, because so many people were like, yeah, you gotta see this, that you chose not to watch it pretty actively, Jack. So I don't say you missed it. We were screaming the vow in your face for a hot minute.
My excuse to myself was like, yeah, I don't really have HBO Max, so, and I turns out I did. Hadn't like bothered to figure out how to sign up for it or like get it on my phone. And then once I felt like I was actually missing that Murder on Middle Beach show, I immediately figured it out.
That's the new one everyone's asking me about. I've had three different group threads be like, y'all watching Murder in Middle Beach? I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What is this?
Very on Murder on the Orient Express.
Yeah.
Same
vibe.
It's a documentary.
And you're saying it's like Murder on the Orient Express?
You know what? Because it feels like everyone is involved. You're like,
oh, wow. Is there a Poirot figure?
Everyone feels like they're involved in this murder. Like, right, no right, one right.
can
Poirot
even
remotely.
The Poirot figure is the son of the murder victim.
Yeah.
Yikes. Okay.
It's wild because the suspects are like his dad, his aunt. His sister. Like it's all these different people who
his
he loves,
aunt.
But like he can't, he's like, I don't know, y'all, like this looks weird. It's
wow. There's good. So many layers to that. Like,
yeah, it's a lot.
Wow. Okay. And anyway, we digress.
They're all accusing each other. It's wild. You're just like, what?
All right,
who did it?
Shit. I need that.
He looks like Zac Efron. So
what was the other Val one that, or the other Nexium
Seduced.
One people liked? Because Seduced.
So that one's done by India Oxenberg. It's really good. They go into quite a lot more detail within the actual like abuse that she and other women have suffered.
Because wasn't the criticism of the vow like it was very like nebulous and abstract to
well,
start off with? And then you're
watch,
like, wait, this is bad.
After you watch Seduced, you go, oh, all the people in the vow were covering their ass by putting this documentary out. Like they all were involved in such a dark part of it of like bringing all these people in and then like low-key kind of enabling Keith Raniere by not pointing out shit that clearly shouldn't have been happening, that they were like, it's almost as if they were trying to get, they were trying to what is it when you go and you like confess to the penance?
Yes,
it's like they're trying to get that by like trying to expose this, but then you're really like, yeah, but you're not really acknowledging the level of damage you've created.
Right.
Like, you can cry on screen, but you need to say exactly what you did
wrong. It's the shitty boyfriend equivalent or like cult equivalent of being like, well, I said I'm sorry.
Right.
It's like, well, no, that's not about the words you need. I need you to acknowledge all this. You're there's a disconnect here.
Yeah, they're just kind of like being like, can you believe this happened?
They're like, you were a part of it. Sir,
but
madam.
Then India would be like, well, and then this guy who the main guy in the other documentary called me and like basically emotionally guilt tripped me for trying to leave and to visit my family, and he would cry on the phone. It was just like all this stuff. It's like, well, he didn't say that.
Right.
Like, wait a second. Yeah, it's I don't know.
What was everyone's favorite documentary series? Because I feel like there were a ton to watch.
Last Dance, baby.
Yeah, see, it's wild,
Last
right?
Dance was
Last
this year.
Dance was good. Wow. Yeah. It's, for me, it's between The Last Dance and I'll Be Gone in the Dark.
So because, I never watched I'll Be Gone in the Dark. Tell me.
It's like the opposite of what you were saying with like these other documentaries. Like, there's not a real satisfying arc or ending. Like, fuck, man. I'll Be Gone in the Dark. I remember because Anna and y'all were watching it before I started watching it, and then I caught up. Basically, I did the thing where I binge it all to catch up with the finale, and I was thoroughly immersed and felt so invested in the story, and also like the satisfaction of it coming together is also makes it deeply, deeply satisfying. Like in the same way, like the Jinx, like it really comes together. Not as much as the Jinx did, but the Jinx at least gave you something to bite into at the end. I'll Be Gone in the Dark truly felt like a complete thing, although it's still ongoing, but it just felt very, I don't know, it had it all for me.
But like mixed with the personal tragedy of the person who did all the work.
Yeah. And like the effect it had on her to do this at this, you know, intensity and things like that. Yeah, it just had a lot of layers.
Yeah. But The Last Dance taught us
the power of pettiness.
Yes, exactly. Like
the power of the
destroying
petty.
Someone in spite. That's chill.
That's some God mode shit.
Yeah.
That's how that's God's a, roll out of spite, y'all.
You know what I mean? Think about it, you know?
God, that was the last dance. Sometimes so spite is all you needed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quite seriously. Yeah, quite
and
literally.
The amount of times I now say, and that's all I needed.
Just the ammo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just the ammo. And the amount of times that you can use that meme of him just looking down at the iPad, just like, right. Looking down in surprise.
And it was also wild to like realize what a dork Michael Jordan was. Like the scene, the scene before he's going into like the flu game, and I don't think it was actually that. I think it was the year after, and he's like jamming out to that like shitty R&B and just like really wants people to like ask him what he's listening to. So he's like doing
Kenny
the
Lattimore?
Most. Yeah, it was Kenny Lattimore.
New like, Kenny Lattimore.
New Kenny Lattimore. He let me listen to it. So yeah, you know, no big deal.
All right, that's all I needed to never take a music recommendation from you, MJ.
Yeah, I think that also that documentary kind of really, for me, and people probably feel differently about this, kind of shed light on just the figure of Michael Jordan and like what that name means. And then at the same time, like, you know, like I never saw him as anything. And it was like the concept of like the OJ, like OJ isn't black. He's OJ. Like I never thought about Michael Jordan as a black man having to be one of the most famous people in America. And then because he's a black man and is the one of the greatest basketball players to have ever existed, yet still being held back because he was a black man, like that level of respect was still a little bit, you know, less than it should have been because like he couldn't do anything. It's like, God forbid he goes and gambles. It's like, but he's rich as fuck. He can gamble like that. It doesn't matter to me. But it's like, no matter what he did, there was such a strong critique of everything he did. That's like the whole fuck them kids thing. It's like, we were so quick to shame him for everything. And it's like, I never thought about it. Like you can go to a deep remote village in some country and say Michael Jordan and they'll be like, yes. Yeah. Basketball. Yes. I know who you're talking about. Like that level of fame is, I can't even wrap my mind around it. Like the man couldn't, he would just hang out in a hotel room all day because the second he walked outside, it was just like pandemonium over just his existence.
Right.
Fascinating. I found that very fascinating.
The thing that I really liked about it is like, I got to relive my childhood with adult eyes or something. You know,
right?
Because I was fully a 12 to 14 year old when this is all going on, and I'm like, yeah, like I fucking love Michael, and like the Worm's dope as fuck. And then you get a little distance, and then you like you read up on people, and you go through a little bit of life, and then when you see this like level of detail in that era, like it really gave me this really, I don't know, it's not that I really came away with it like a deeper understanding of myself, but it was interesting to experience these like new imagery that was like seminal to my like media formation perception as a kid, and looking at it again retrospectively with this kind of depth, and it, like I don't, it just, it was deeply satisfying and filled in a lot of blanks.
Yeah. It was also nice to like make fun of my dad again over the Jazz. Just like reliving that trauma for him again.
Hey, get out your Brian Russell jersey, Dad.
Also a real bad look for the Jordan 1s when he wore them in his last game at MSG, and it like just made his feet bleed.
Feet all messed up.
By the way, I got my first pair of Jordan 1s since I was a kid this year, and they are, they feel like there is no padding in them at all.
No, they are they are rough house on your feet.
Yeah.
There's no,
like Chuck Taylor.
I mean, they say air, but like, I ain't feeling that aerosol in them over there. It's really not until like the 11s where they had Zoom Air in it, where I was like, ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was when stuff got real.
Anna, you were into, well, actually, before we get to DJ Danil and Anna's top streaming content of the year, let's take one more break and we'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back, and DJ Danil,
yes,
streaming content of the year,
yes,
for
sir.
You that defined the year.
So I, as you know, a big old gamer over here. So my trudging.
Wait, what? Oh, stop streaming! Just trying to troll Jack, it who's the gamer supreme in the group.
I know gamer supreme. I'm just trying to flex.
You know our boy Jack, aka Gamer Supreme.
That's my
honestly,
next name.
I
love that name, bro. Gamer
That's
supreme.
Him, baby.
What? I went on Reddit and they said Daniel's never even played a game before.
That's not true. Shit. Don't say that. He pays an actor to stream for him.
They don't know me. The biggest streaming content that I watched this year was game shows.
Game shows.
Is that
you're lumping that in with your gaming being a gamer?
More that, sorry, my implication was that I did not watch a lot of streaming media this year.
Got it.
So, like,
okay.
I missed a lot of stuff. But what really did grab me was...
Your mother's birthday?
Still
breaking her heart, Dan.
You have to remind me, Miles. She told me it was okay.
That's the problem, is you wouldn't let anyone remind you when it was her birthday.
And this is how I remind you. But anyway.
Yeah, more on that later.
Of who I really am. And The Floor is Lava was a hilarious, you know, first couple steps into seeing so many shows just get rebooted. Match Game, Card Sharks, Supermarket Sweep, all of these shows just popping up on Hulu and just allowing me that brief moment of just like escaping into joy while people participate in these extremely, you know,
dumb
nuanced
competitions.
Yeah, just dumb competitions. And it was like, you know, it was just it was nice. It was nice. Yeah.
So everything's a game to you. I get it.
Everything's a game to me. Nothing's real. I don't even know where I am.
Anna, what is your streaming content of the year? I know you've talked about some of it already, but...
I made a list.
Yeah, you did.
It's 10 pages long, so...
So tuck in, assholes.
All I do is watch TV.
Drum roll, please.
I think High Fidelity on Hulu.
Oh, sure.
Great. Great underrated. Show. Very sad they canceled it after season one. I would say the most recent season of Curb Your Enthusiasm. My God, you could really feel Larry David is he is. You can tell someone was like, Larry, you know what? This season, we're not even going to watch it back. We'll just release whatever you put in. Like it was
standards
just,
and practices are not going to get involved one bit.
Like, just from the episode where he figured out that he can avoid Phil Rosenthal by wearing a MAGA hat. I mean.
It is the kind of dumb shit you think over. It's like, yeah, I don't know.
But specifically, you could do that. Phil Rosenthal. Just the idea of him being like, I cannot hear about another Everyone Loves Raymond spinoff. Like, just like, there's another.
Phil Rosenthal from Somebody Feed Phil.
Yeah. Just like, I can't.
Does he play himself?
Yes, he plays himself, and apparently in the show, everyone finds him so annoying because all he talks about is how Everyone Loves Raymond has now been like syndicated in Romania. Like, it's just like never ending shit. That they all hate him. Also, the bit about Jeff Garland looking like Harvey Weinstein. And everyone just keeps accosting him on the street, but he's like, it happens all the time. Like, he's just so used to it now, he doesn't even care. I mean, come on, guys.
It's that it's like that heavy. Curb take on cultural things that like we were missing for a little bit where it's like, yeah, what the fuck, what would they do in this like new era? Because of what the last season was basically starting when Harvey Weinstein, the accusations started coming out in 2017. So like this new round, it's like, a lot has happened in the world to get the Larry David take on it.
I will say just that feeling of like, should I be laughing at this that Curb gives me is just so refreshing. Okay, sorry. Let me continue with my list.
Problematic favorite.
Never Have I Ever, the Netflix Mindy Kaling show about young Indian American girl.
You're really bringing the hidden gems.
Dude, that show literally I've said this before, it made me cry because I've never felt more fucking seen on a TV show in my goddamn life. When her mom goes, "Where are all the dresses I bought you from Costco?" I almost passed away because I was like, that is my childhood. Like, my parents only would let me buy clothes from Costco. Just so stupid and so perfectly spot on. It just makes no sense. It's just so good.
I watched this show. Oh my God. I was like, I never heard of that. This is the one where her dad is dead, right?
Yeah, but her dad's like upset. And it's like the concept, it's narrated by a random baseball player that the dad just really liked, which is so spot on because there's just these weird American pop culture figures that your immigrant parents like just kind of latch on to.
Right.
Like my dad, it's like Julio Iglesias. Yeah, Utah Jazz, Julio Iglesias. What? When did he have the chance to hear about Julio Iglesias? Like, it's just strange things.
Like, I love Jeff Hornacek.
Yeah, and then it just casually just overshadows your whole life. So this is interesting concepts. And then just Mindy Kaling was able to nail it. She got it. Made me cry over and over again.
Still one of the greats.
Damn, see, I watched so much shit, I forgot. It's John McEnroe who does some of the narration in it. That's right. Yeah.
It's just random.
See, this is
underrated
how much...
baseball player.
Yeah, one of the most underrated. Yeah, I have seen too much shit that it forced a memory out. I was like, I never heard of that. I'm like, I watched the whole thing.
It's great. I mean, it's also like,
yeah, it was really good.
They just nailed it. Also, Last Dance is on my list. Rami, another great show. Mm-hmm. Rami season 2. The concept of wanting to hook up with your cousin because you're like, you don't know your cousin technically because you were raised in 2 different countries. So you like low key find them attractive and you're like, this is fucked up. But like, he really explores these concepts that you deal with as immigrant children. You're just like, wait, no, that's blood. I shouldn't be vibing with them so hard.
Right.
But it's like, you don't know each other. That's the weird thing. Great content. I May Destroy You. My God.
That was such a like tears you apart in 9 million directions show, which is what's so brilliant about it. Cause you feel the full spectrum of shit, in a given episode or like one of one side and then the complete opposite in another episode. But yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. And then I have 2 more. The Boys. Really enjoyed The Boys.
Wow.
On Hulu?
Yes. On is it Prime? Amazon. It's on Prime.
On Amazon?
Amazon. Great show. Very dark. I love that it's just all about how like all your heroes are just evil pieces of shit.
Facts.
Yeah, it was just great. And then, you know, I think potentially one of my all-time favorite shows that I really discovered this year in quarantine is What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh.
Now, that's a
heat
fucking
rock right
there. Hit maker, baby. Got your Taika Waititi. You got Jermaine Clement up there writing this shit. It is so good.
Kyle Newacek directing.
Yeah, sure. And then, you know, like, no, sure.
Just because you work with him doesn't mean you have to be him.
Oh, yeah, like, damn, that was a weird Shyler.
No, he's great.
He's so funny, man. That show, this is important, one of my favorite new pieces of content this year.
Yeah, no, it's hilarious. I do feel like they gang up on him too much. No, I'm just joking. That's like what everyone's, even their parents say that. Okay, but anyway, What We Do in the Shadows, like, just some of the funniest shit I've ever seen. Like, it's just such great writing. I mean, the original movie, a classic. The TV show version, fuck it, they nailed it. It's just so good. Like, you got Kayvon Novak. He plays, you know, Nandor. Fucking Matt Berry as Laszlo. And then Natasha as Nadia. Natasha Demetriou. Whose brother is notoriously Rat Face and Fleabag, but as Nadia, like, all of these characters, they're so fucking good. Like, Nadia's just like has this weird ex-boyfriend lover that gets reincarnated as a different guy every century she's alive, and so she just stalks this guy every time, and it's always just, now in this season it's like just some weird bro, and she'll go and like take photos of him masturbating in his room, and he'll be like freaked out because there's like flashing bulbs outside his window because she's like floating. It's just like there's so much going on.
Yeah.
And you really can't you can't, the level of mastery that Taika Waititi and like Jermaine Clement, like these guys who created Flight of the Conchords, like their comedy is truly unlike anything I've ever like truly watched. Like the Taika Waititi movies that he makes, like Boy and Hunt for the Wilder People, like they just fucking kill it. Like they're some of the funniest people. And I don't know if it's just maybe the New Zealand like comedy scene that they come out of, but they fucking, it's so funny. Like Guillermo, the fucking familiar Guillermo, is just the most tortured soul. They will never turn him into a vampire, but he's like celebrated as this character.
Shout out to New Zealand, man. That, like, just a all around powerhouse year for New Zealand.
Yeah. Oh, for people who enjoy whenever Guy Montgomery is on, if you enjoy Guy Montgomery, you should be watching every single comedic thing that comes out of New Zealand, because like it's there. I don't know. There's like a degree of like innocent fun to the humor too that's like so fucking well. It's not like cynical, even though like it could be heavy
comedy content. Doing the pandemic right, nailing it.
Aisha from Below Deck is from New Zealand. Like, some of like my favorite people come from New Zealand. Anyway, the point is, what We Do in the Shadows, check it out. That's been Anna's streaming list. inconclusive. If you'd like to hear more, follow me on Twitter, where I probably won't post more. But this is a, you know,
could be.
I watch a lot of TV. I watch a lot of TV. It's all I do. It's all I care about.
I also love Cheer. We haven't mentioned Cheer yet, and I do.
Oh my god!
Cheer had us. Cheer had us too.
Cheer had us dead to rights.
Yeah,
I had to straight bully you guys into watching that. Remember,
you did.
I was like, no, you have gotten. Hey, people don't like Bill. What is his name? Belichick.
Bill Belichick. Yeah. Yeah.
People don't like Monica Aldama. Okay.
Yeah,
that's right.
But she fucking wins. She's a fucking champion.
Yeah.
That was one of the only shows that I was on before most people, and that was because you bullied me.
That's all I do.
I was like, "You're still watching Cheer, bro?"
And Anna was doing the thing where she sends no context video clips of her being a character from a show she's watching. Yeah. And I remember when that one, she was pretending to be one of the moms of the Cheer. Was like, and she is so busy. She's involved with this. And it was like, we were like, what? I remember like, what is this? And you're like, y'all need to watch Cheer because it is out of control.
The Cheer moms would be like, my daughter is so good at Cheer. You know, she's very busy. Mm-hmm. She is so busy. But if you ever try and come up against my daughter, she will destroy your daughter.
She will cut your bitch ass daughter's Achilles tendon without fucking.
No one came for your daughter. Why are you getting so aggressive?
Right.
The parents of that one girl who's like the Jordan of cheerleading are very memorable.
He's like the parents. The mom's like,
that's my career now.
Actually, you got that wrong. And the dad's like, well, are you going to let me finish? And she's like, no, because you're wrong. And it's like, do you guys realize you're being interviewed?
No, don't care.
Could not stop themselves.
Gabby Butler. That was her name.
Gabby Butler.
Gabby
legend.
Butler. Hey. Shout out to the Butler family.
I think, yeah, with that, anytime you get keyed into like a subculture and like you see that there are goats in the subculture, mm-hmm. it's always amazing. So then you're like, I don't know who the fuck that is. But everyone's like, yo, it's fucking Gabby Butler.
She's also Gabby Butler, just like. Building. A young teen who's just like, wow.
Yeah.
And you're like, hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah. She doesn't give a fuck. Just that one girl. What was her name?
Lexi.
Lexi, who's just like.
Flipping out of this world with her tumbling skills.
Trouble.
Oh, you guys want to see this flip? Okay.
Yeah.
That was definitely like the takeaway character that like haunts you to this day.
She was, I had to beat this girl's ass. Anyway.
It's like, I fucking hate everyone. And they're like, could you invent a new flip? She's like, bet.
Okay.
Just like, damn. Yeah. Great show.
All right. Thank you, Anna. That was a great list of shows that I definitely did not watch all of. So
yeah, I got 2021 set now.
Yeah. So that's how this is actually gonna be the last year in content because I'm just gonna be watching all the shit Anna just talked about.
We're gonna need everyone to pause making extra TV movies and stuff. Just hold off.
Exactly.
Oh well, it's an exempt industry, so good luck with that.
Oh, I have one more recommendation. This kind of came out just now, but if you want to fucking rip your fucking hair out, I recommend Industry. Industry is the most infuriating show you'll ever watch. It's about a bunch of young, fresh out of college kids who go to work in like the London Wall Street. It is
Oh, it's about finance people?
Yeah.
It's a reality show?
No, it's not a reality show. It's scripted on HBO.
Oh, okay.
It's called Industry. It's about like cutthroat 22-year-olds. And you're like, this is evil. And it makes me so mad. But
Succession
I watched it
for Zoomers?
Yeah, yeah, it is. It's tough.
Succession for Zoomers. I like that. That's funny.
It's tough. Trust no one.
Yeah, DTA.
I already don't. Easy.
Damn. Dan, I love how DJ
vulnerabilities on mic, bro.
I love how he always ends every episode with just some like real dark take.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, you guys having dinner? Yeah, I guess I'll warm up dinner and cry.
Like, oh. How'd you know?
Slept for breakfast again.
We
love you, Dan.
I love everybody.
You know what he's talking? He's just gonna go play Cyberpunk 2077,
probably,
keep and be like, "These graphics, give me a break."
Give me an effing B, y'all. Oh my God. They should have waited another year.
What is this? A PS?
Hey,
get it? Because it's the first one. There's no number to it. It's just a PS. What is this? A PS?
Oh fuck.
Hey, no, don't hurt him, Dan. Don't hurt him.
All right, guys, we're back tomorrow, I think. Who knows what we're doing. Okay. We'll be back with more year-end content soon.
We won't quit you, though.
We will not quit you.
A Santa U somewhere there. Maybe you've heard it. Maybe you haven't yet. Get excited.
Yeah, it happened already, 4 days ago. Yeah.
Oh, then but retrospectively.
Look back in the feed. All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye. Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.